Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
And I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. Antichrist, the beast out of the sea in Revelation 13:1. For the third day in a row on Life Study of the Bible, again today we're going to be putting the microscope on this evil man that we all believe will soon arrive and be exposed on the world scene. Helping us today to talk about the Antichrist is Brother Ed Marks. Ed, welcome to the program.
Well, Chris, it's good to be back. And I think this is a very important program we have here because as believers, I think we all believe the Lord's coming is close at hand. And one of the things at the end times is that this evil person, Antichrist, appears on the scene. And Revelation 13 really gives us God's perspective and view of this evil, powerful person at the end of this age.
Well, Ed, we point out, I think frequently, that our focus is always Christ, especially on this broadcast. The life study of the Bible is really finding Christ as life in every page of Scripture. But it's interesting, in 1976, when Witness Lee gave this life study of Revelation, he spent 5 meetings of his training, which became 5 messages in the printed life study, all devoted to this topic. He was deeply burdened. We played a portion a day or two ago where he really revealed the burden that he felt he had from the Lord to expose and illuminate and identify as clearly as possible who this one would be. And I think this is important so that the believers who are here will not be surprised when he arrives on the scene. Many of the details in Revelation about Antichrist are really revealed in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, and many Christians are not that familiar with Daniel, maybe some a little bit. So during these 4 programs on the Antichrist, we ask you, our listeners, to bear with us as we're going through Daniel's visions, which may be new to many of you, but they're critical to a clear and proper understanding of these things that are being presented in Revelation. And we hope even that you'll go to your Bibles and study Daniel on your own, since even the Lord Jesus referred us to Daniel in the book of Matthew when he was speaking concerning the Antichrist. Let's join Witness Lee now for a short portion, and then Ed, you and I will come back to discuss this evil one in more detail from the Scriptures.
Now we have to see what he will do. He will, number one, oppose God. Number two, he will persecute all God's people, the Jews, as well as the Christians left on this earth. And he is a person so smart in his mind, intellectually smart, and he is capable, and he has the power, super power, and he will be so capable, and he could even touch the stars, the hosts of the heavens. And he has such an appearance, so stout, so strong, so fierce, and so attractive. Well, we have to know at least this much. Why we have to know? Because we are surely at the end time close to his appearing. You have to know, oh, that is the one. That is the one. I would not be attracted to him. I know who he is. Be careful. But praise the Lord, we are not in darkness. We do have the light of the prophecy. We know what kind of person Antichrist will be. When he really comes, you have to realize that's he.
Well, Ed, Witness Lee was speaking there in quite general terms. Outwardly, all of these attributes and attractiveness of this one will be very compelling and draw many people. Of course, this chapter in Revelation 13 gives us some other descriptors of him, likens him to some of the beasts, a leopard, a lion, and a bear. We really shouldn't be that surprised when he appears, should we?
No, we shouldn't, Chris. And again, you know, Brother Lee made the point, we just listened to it, that we are in the end times right now, and the time of the Lord's appearing is very close. So as believers in the Lord who love the Lord, and even we want to be his overcomers, his overcoming bride to bring him back, we need to be aware when this person is on the scene, we need to have the discernment who he is. He will be a very attractive person, a very powerful person, a very intellectually brilliant person. But one thing that we see from Revelation 13, verse 2, is that this person will be the totality of all the evil powers in human history. Now, this verse, verse 2, says that the beast which John saw was like a leopard, and his feet are like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, which is Satan, the devil, gives the Antichrist his power, his throne, and great authority. I mean, this shows you how powerful this person is on the one hand, and how evil this person is. You know, it's very interesting, Chris, even in this verse, you know, when the devil tempted the Lord Jesus in Matthew 4, he said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world and their glory if you will bow down and worship me. But of course, the Lord defeated him and said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. But this man, he takes Satan up on his offer. And so Satan gives him all of his power, his throne, and great authority. But what we see here, Chris, that I'd like to stress is this Antichrist is the totality of all the evil powers in human history. We've seen on previous broadcasts that, you know, the leopard, if you look in the book of Daniel, this signifies Alexander the Great, and with the Macedonian Grecian Empire. Alexander the Great, he was like a leopard. A leopard is swift and cruel, swift in its movements, very cruel, which shows that Antichrist, he'll have the characteristics of Alexander the Great. And then his feet are like those of a bear. This signifies the Medo-Persian Empire, specifically Darius as the leader of the Medo-Persian Empire. And again, you know, a bear has destroying feet, you know. Antichrist will this will be part of his characteristics. Then he has the mouth like the mouth of a lion. The lion signifies the Babylonian Empire and its leader Nebuchadnezzar, you know, a devouring mouth. So what this shows is that the Antichrist is an all-inclusive beast. He is the totality of all the evil powers in human history. The Christ we have in us is an all-inclusive Christ. All the positive elements of his person and work are included in him. But here we have an all-inclusive beast, the Antichrist. He is the embodiment of Satan. Antichrist is the embodiment of Satan. Christ is the embodiment of God. Eventually, the last war, the war of Armageddon, Christ as the embodiment of God will fight against Antichrist, the embodiment of Satan, and he will defeat Antichrist. But anyway, we need to be clear about this person, Chris, and this shows us how powerful this person will be. Chris, I'd like to emphasize one other thing. We'll talk about this a little later, is that the Antichrist, he performs great wonders and signs. He does miraculous things. So we should not be people who seek signs, wonders, and miracles. Although we do know the Lord performs miracles, but we are here pursuing Christ himself. We need to realize even Satan can perform wonders and miracles. The point isn't the miracle. The point is what is the source of the miracle? And if our hearts are focused on miracles, signs, and wonders, we'll be deceived. Our heart, our being, needs to be focused on Christ himself.
That's really, I think, the focal point, Ed, of these five programs that we're devoting to the beast out of the sea, and then on Friday we'll touch the beast that comes out of the earth, the false prophet. But both of these two characters, Witness Lee would call them guys. We were remarking the other day, listening to these tapes, that the only time any of us could ever remember him using that kind of expression, this guy, was when he was talking about the Antichrist. But this guy and the false prophet, his cohort, will be very capable of producing all kinds of signs and even duplicating the ones that godly men have done that have been recorded in Scripture. So as he said in this message, if that's what we're following, how will we know which is real, which is false? It really takes another kind of knowing, doesn't it? Another kind of seeking.
It does, Chris. And, you know, the Lord warned us about this, even with the Antichrist. He said he'll do signs and wonders, you know, to deceive people, even to deceive God's chosen ones, the elect. So we need to be very, very discerning. What we care for the Lord Jesus himself, his very person, his very presence. We are not seeking miracles, signs, and wonders in themselves as a thing. If we are, we will be deceived. We need to be very careful about this.
Ed, we're going to go back to Witness Lee and hear a little more development as you were describing him, the leopard and the lion and the bear. Witness Lee will touch these points in a very, very clear historical context.
To know Christ is the number one thing now. We have to know the Antichrist. He is the false beast. He is the little horn. He is the prince. And he is the king of the north. Now, he is something. A kind of beast. We cannot name it. He is such a beast. Having all the characteristics of all the other beasts. He looks like a leopard, but look at his feet. He looks like a bear. And look at his mouth. He is like a lion. Is he a leopard, a bear, or a lamb? He is an all-inclusive beast. We have an all-inclusive Christ. And now Antichrist is the all-inclusive beast. He is the totality of the characteristics of all the wild beasts.
Ed, this was startling, striking. Antichrist is the totality of all these wild beasts. As he said, we not only have an all-inclusive Christ, but we have an all-inclusive beast. I'd like to read some of the headings, if I could, for a minute, from the printed Life Study message. This is number 42 that was really produced from this speaking we're hearing today. The beast out of the sea in Revelation chapter 13 is Antichrist, and he has the appearance, as you said, of a leopard, which was the third beast in Daniel 7. His feet are like those of a bear, like the second vision of Daniel chapter 7, and his mouth like a lion, as symbolized by the first beast in Daniel 7. He also has the same appearance in Revelation chapter 13 as Satan, the dragon, did in chapter 12. In other words, the 10 horns and the 7 heads. He comes out of the great sea, which we know is the Mediterranean Sea. And since this sea signifies the Gentile world, he won't be from among the Jews, as some people speculate. On one hand, this helps us understand where Antichrist comes from physically. Someone probably, as Witness Lee has identified in earlier programs, from Greece or Macedonia, or at least of that origin, that descent, that extraction. But he will be killed, and then he's resuscitated with the evil spirit of Caesar Nero. And that one is the one who has the name 666. This seemingly resurrected evil man will now become the king of the army of demon-possessed locust called Apollyon, or the Destroyer. I'm intentionally not developing these details right now, Ed. I thought we should list some of them at least for our listeners, but it's too much to try to get into all of these details. So we've just given a very broad brush, sweeping look at these things, encouraging the listeners, contact us to get these printed messages. It goes into much greater detail on all of these points. But now I'm going to hand it over to you, Ed, and maybe ask you to say something from the Antichrist as we see him revealed in the New Testament book of 2 Thessalonians.
Yes, Chris. 2 Thessalonians, and I like to give the scripture references for our listeners. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. What we see in these verses is that Antichrist is referred to as the man of lawlessness, the lawless one. Even he's referred to as the son of perdition. Now, Chris, this term, the man of lawlessness, is very significant because 1 John 3:4 tells us that sin is lawlessness. What is sin? You know, a good definition of sin, according to 1 John 3:4, is sin is lawlessness. This person is the man of lawlessness. That means he is the man of sin in his entire being. He's the embodiment of sin. He's the embodiment of lawlessness. Now, what do we mean when we say sin is lawlessness? I think, Chris, that this has a very wonderful application to us even in this age. Chris, every time we sin, what sin is, according to this, sin is a dethronement of God. When we dethrone God, in other words, we want God on the throne inside of us. We want him enthroned in our heart and in our entire being. When we sin, we dethrone him. We put ourselves on the throne. We're sitting on the throne. He's no longer on the throne. Because we're on the throne, we're the Lord of our lives, then we sin. We rebel against him. Every day, Chris, we need to enthrone the Lord in our hearts. The reason why I say this, Chris, is in this passage in 2 Thessalonians 2. It says, the mystery of lawlessness is operating now in human society. It's now operating. This is verse 7 of 2 Thessalonians 2. There's a mystery in human society operating. You read the headlines. You know, we read the newspapers and we see these terrible things people do. And we wonder, how could a person do that? Well, it's a mystery. What kind of mystery? It's a satanic mystery. It's the mystery of lawlessness. A satanic mystery operating in human society where people do not want Jesus to be Lord. They do not want God to reign inside of them, to rule inside of them. They want to be on the throne. See, this is the way the devil was in Isaiah 14. If you look at verses 13 and 14 in Isaiah 14, it describes the rebellion of Lucifer, who became Satan. And he said, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will sit upon the mount of the assembly. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. In other words, there's a satanic will that's versus God's will. Antichrist is the same way. Eventually, he sits in the temple of God and he says, I'm God. You need to worship me. He is absolutely one with Satan. What happens, Chris, as this mystery of lawlessness, it operates more and more and more. Eventually, this man arises on the scene. He is a man of lawlessness, and he completely dethrones God and puts himself on the throne for all of the people on the earth to worship. Now, we need to watch out for this. But even in our lives, we need to say, Lord, I do not want to be on the throne. I don't want the mystery of lawlessness to be operating in me. I want the mystery of godliness to be operating in me. I want you to fill me up. I want you to be on the throne. I want to be under your lordship in every area of my life. Then the mystery of godliness will operate in us. Eventually, the mystery of godliness defeats the mystery of lawlessness.
Ed, it's really remarkable. Witness Lee, in this message, we didn't play this portion today, but he makes the comment that the Apostle Paul must have been looking at the book of Daniel when he wrote this portion in 2 Thessalonians 2, the description there of this one exalting himself above God, fully coming out from under God's throne, as you described, becoming this man of lawlessness, really parallels, matches Daniel. And then the revelation as God gave it to John, he was seeing all of this unfolded and writes it down, and it perfectly matches the picture that's given to us in Daniel. So we have these three key points in Scripture, the Apostle Paul's writing, Daniel's writing from the Old Testament, and of course, John in the Revelation. All of these giving us a very clear and very focused view. You don't have to twist or bend these verses at all to get a clear picture, do you?
No, you don't. And Chris, I was really touched when you were sharing. My goodness, it's amazing. Daniel, Paul, and John all spoke the same thing from different angles and in different years. It's just phenomenal. And those three, Daniel, Paul, and John, my goodness, how much they loved the Lord. The heavens were surely open to them to show us what the end times would be like and who this evil person, who is the embodiment of Satan, what his characteristics would be.
Ed, we've got, you know, just about a minute and a half left, maybe two. We're coming near the end of this section, and we've seen quite a striking, sober picture of this one coming. Let me ask you, give us your final thought, and particularly focused on what can believers, what can we do so as to ensure that we would not be those deceived by this one?
Well, Chris, I'm glad you asked this. I'm very burdened for this. Again, you know, Antichrist is the man of lawlessness, and there's the mystery of lawlessness operating in society to bring forth this man. And we said again, lawlessness is sin. Sin is to dethrone God. I would say as believers, every day we should say, Lord, I don't want to dethrone you in my life. Set up your throne in my heart. Set up your throne in the center of my being. I give you the preeminence in my being and in my life today. Even right now, I like to give you the first place in my life. That's what we should do every day, Chris. And another thing is we need to seek the Lord himself. We love him. He's our husband. He's our first love. He's our joy. He's our everything. We are not here seeking signs, wonders, miracles. We don't want to be deceived by those. We want to seek him for who he is. The third thing, Chris, I would like to mention, eventually when the Lord comes back with the overcomers, he slays Antichrist with the breath out of his mouth. Revelation 19:15 also tells us that this breath out of his mouth is his word, his killing word. If we want the lawlessness in us to be killed, we need to be in the word every day. Read the word every day, and even read the word with prayer and in prayer. Read the word prayerfully. I think if we take care of these few things, we will be saved from the principle of Antichrist. And we will be prepared to be his bride.
Well, Ed, that's a perfect lead-in to where I wanted to go. Of course, we have this program today. Now, two more to go. One more on the Antichrist, the beast out of the sea. We're going to touch this false prophet who's identified as the beast out of the earth. We're going to invite you back and help us find out how we can be the overcomers that will be rescued, taken out, so that we do not have to experience the terror that this man will rain upon all of God's people those last 3.5 years. Will you come back?
Yes, Chris. I'm looking forward to the next broadcast. Thank you.
And thank you for listening today. Of course, you can contact us with your comments, your questions, and to find out about the printed material that we have. For Ed Marks today, I'm Chris Wilde. Once again, thank you for listening, and please join us again.